Welcome to Wild About Utah, a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio.
Hi, I'm Holly Strand for Stokes Nature Center in beautiful Logan Canyon. Mongolia, China, and United States have produced far more dinosaur fossils than other countries in the world. And Utah is a prime dinosaur site within the United States. Scattered around Utah are several active quarries, including the world-famous Carnegie Quarry in Dinosaur National Monument and the Cleveland Lloyd Dinosaur Quarry outside of Price. Paleontologists are beginning to find out that the Grand Staircase Escalante area is another prolific boneyard. In their day, dinosaurs roamed almost all parts of the known world. So what makes Utah so exceptional for dinosaur discoveries? First of all, it's important to understand that the vast majority of dinosaurs lived and died without leaving any fossil traces. Thus, what we find today is an extremely small percentage of the total of all dinosaur matter. In order to be preserved, a creature needs to be buried or frozen almost immediately upon death. Given that the world was pretty warm in the age of the dinosaurs, most of today's fossils come from individuals that died in or near a sand dune, lake, or sea, and were then quickly covered by sand or mud. Dinosaurs lived in the late Triassic, Jurassic, and Cretaceous periods of the Mesozoic era, that is, 225 to 65 million years ago. At that time, what would become Utah featured both a shallow inland sea and dunes, so dinosaurs who lived and died here had a much better chance of being fossilized. Once fossils are preserved, certain conditions will increase the probability that they'll be found. First of all, you want exposed Mesozoic rock, since dinosaurs lived and died in the Mesozoic. Utah's Morrison and Cedar Mountain Formation are both from the Mesozoic and are extremely rich in dinosaur fossils. In fact, Utah is one of the most detailed Mesozoic rock records in the world. Certain types of sedimentary rock, including sandstones, mudstones, and limestones, are most promising for fossils, and Utah has plenty of these. Another condition for good fossil hunting is a dry environment. Desert and semi-deserts are optimal for discovery since decomposition is slowed. With little or no vegetation on the ground, wind and water erosion increases, and more ancient fossils are uncovered. In this regard, also, Utah is perfect, having just the right amount of water. There's enough to cause occasional and severe erosion to expose new rock, but not enough to encourage the amount of plant growth that will anchor soil or reduce visibility of the ground. In the past two decades, dinosaur discovery and research has been enjoying a renaissance, with plenty of new species being unearthed. In an upcoming episode, I'll talk about some of the exciting new discoveries in our state. For Wild About Utah and Stokes Nature Center, I'm Holly Strand.
Wild About Utah is a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio. For transcripts and archived audio of Wild About Utah, go online to upr.org and click on the Wild About Utah link. Support for Wild About Utah comes from the College of Natural Resources at Utah State University. Information is at cnr.usu.edu.